struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. We got Alana on the line.
Good one.
Awana Lana Loya.
Okay, I thought you were going to go with Alana Hump a Lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Alana Hump a Lot. That's a good one.
What is that? Mike Myers.
Ivana Hump a Lot.
Ivana Hump a Lot. Gosh. I'll shag you if you shag me. Yeah. Austin Powers. Yes. Thank you. Woo. The brain hasn't been functioning too well recently, Alana Hump a Lot.
Kind of rough, bro.
Yes. So a lot of Hump-a-Lot. Yes. Tell us about your date. What happened? How'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do? How did it all end?
Okay, so I met Bruce at Whole Foods, which is hilarious. I know. We went on a date. We went to Happy Hour Bevy. We had a really great time, and we ended up at my place afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give him
the whole foot.
And that went well, and I reached out a few times to him, and I haven't gotten any response, so I'm just a little confused because I thought that it was great. It went well.
Well, how did everything go back at Whole Place? Whole Place, by the way.
Yeah,
let me enunciate better. Whole Place.
Yes.
I mean, I thought it was fine. My roommate was home at the time, so that might have thrown him off a little bit, but like, I can't think of anything that would be out of the ordinary weird that would turn him off or anything to make him not answer me. So I'm just very curious as to what happened.
So your roommate didn't give him the third degree or anything?
No, yeah, it's kind of weird.
No, he introduced himself. We sat together for a minute and like, he wasn't invasive or anything weird like that. It was just, I don't know.
Or it's like your roommate didn't come out, start playing video games like we had last week She brought a new guy home.
Good job, high five.
And girl.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he came in at like a really non-invasive part of a conversation, and he sat with us for a little bit, and then he got a phone call and he went back into his room. So it wasn't weird. I mean, he knew I had a roommate, so it wasn't out of the ordinary or a surprise that he was home.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what was the guy's name that you went on a date with again? I'm sorry.
Bruce.
Okay, we're going to get Bruce a call. Bruce, that's a man's name.
Man.
Yeah, when I hear Bruce, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear Keola, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's not true.
Not too bad.
Yeah, unisex. All right, cool. Anyway, we're going to get Bruce a call right now, Alana. If you don't mind, stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened and ideally get you all reconnected. At the very least, you'll have some closure. Okay, sister?
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
All right, here we go.
Yo, is this the bomb? Oh, I entered that giveaway. I'm the big winner this week. Let's go.
What?
Wow.
Whoa. I never, in all of our years of doing this morning show, called somebody. I know it shows up as 356-1027.
You must be a regular, bro.
Wow, this will not be an awkward introduction like it usually is.
No.
Hey, Bruce, it's the Keola Show. What?
This is it, baby. What I win. Give it to me.
Well, I gave away my virginity already. But caller 102, you get
second place.
Well, we're well beyond second place, brother. Oh, yes. I don't know what place we're at right now. If we're being honest, it's somewhere near caller 102.
Yes, it's kind of stalled at the moment right now.
But. God, it's been stalled for a few years. Yes. But, that I am proud of. The number has stayed stagnant.
Nice.
For at least 1,000 days.
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
I love how this went from us doing second date update to all of a sudden trying to get to my magic number, which I have no idea what it even is. Hey, Bruce, it's the Keola Show, Fat Joe.
Hey, what's up?
MJ.
Aloha.
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce
Heck
Leroy.
Yeah.
Who's the
I heard you say second date update. What's going on? I thought I won something.
Well, not yet. You may win another date. It depends. There's this girl you met at Whole Foods. Oh. I remember that. And then you guys went to Bevy. Huh?
Jeez. Alana, yes.
Wow, Bruce, you were quick. Yeah, you gotta let all of us know what kind of morning beverage it is that you consume to get your day started, because all of us are just dragging.
Yeah.
Thanks for the energy.
I usually have just a coffee, but today was an espresso.
Oh, okay. Chills, that's man. Why.
Bro, was it the monkey poop espresso that Oprah Winfrey tries to pimp out?
It was the instant, I don't know if this went bad espresso, but I think it's good.
Oh, okay.
But send us a link. But let's get back to Alana. So I guess everything went good. Bevy, happy hour. You agreed to go back to her place.
Good for you.
Which tells me that the date itself was good.
Oh, no. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to know, what details did she give you? Did she tell you how we met?
Yeah, Whole Foods. Then Bevy for your first date. Happy hour. Then back to her place.
Yep.
The soup can aisle.
And then Casper.
Those really good ones at the bottom. It's actually great.
Wow, need my medication, dude.
I think he does, bro.
Yeah. He's riddling. So. What?
Now I want to see what you're like without your medication.
I'm just a little less enthusiastic. That's pretty much it. Bruce, yeah, you went back to Alana's place after Bevy happy hour. And then you didn't get back to her. Is there a reason? I feel like I need to be very specific and direct with my questions here. Is there a reason why you didn't get back to her after going back to her place on your first date?
Okay. Well, one word answer, vibe. But I gotta explain a little bit.
Okay.
Like, she was fine. I mean, like, I told you about the soup can aisle. I was not joking. Like, my goodness, what a well-maintained machine. Now, I think I'm pretty attractive myself, but I almost felt like she's out of my league. She's gorgeous, drop dead, and, like, charismatic. I love making her laugh. I felt like I was a freaking comic. The chemistry is unbelievable. We're just chilling on the couch, and she's like, let me slip into something more comfortable, and I know what that means. So I am getting ready. I am like, oh my goodness, what is she going to come out in? But I like to be a good gentleman, a good boy. I don't like to assume anything. So I just sat patiently, drank my water.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When she came out, oh my God, sheer loose tank tops, silky short pajama shorts, no patterns, just pure silk, light blue, like an old Mercedes I used to have. My goodness. I was in love. And I mean, like, she asked me if I wanted something to drink. I put that water aside, and I'm like, tequila, please. I'm a tequila boy. And, well, she got us a glass of wine. But that's fine. I like dry red wines. Those are cool, too. And she sat right next to me, and the shorts were so short, you could see.
Thank you for the very detailed depiction of it.
You could have said kitty cat, maybe.
Okay, so you got the...
It felt amazing on her end. She's got a light breeze, got some air down there. Getting it ready for something later, maybe? I don't know. I'm still trying to be respectful. But it was just there. It was looking at me, trying to talk to me, whispering, hey, come here, baby, please come talk to me. I want to talk to you, I want to, but I was just in shock. She wasn't wearing any underwear.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is some strong foreplay before the foreplay. I got a pretty good chub off of that one. So I just, scooted over the little cushion over my lap. I didn't want to be ungentlemanly, as I said. It was there. We were talking, but then this dude, built like a freaking Norse god Thor, not the chubby dad bod Thor, like the 2008 Thor, walks out the bedroom in boxers. The dude is built like The Rock with no body fat. I'm jealous. I'm wondering who the hell he is, what he's doing here. And then she introduces him as her roommate.
Mom.
And, that raised a red flag. Just like, what are the boundaries where you got your hoo-ha out with your roommate's wee-wee on the other horizon? But he was a really nice guy, to be honest. So he came and he actually joined us on the couch, which at first I'm like, feeling a little territorial, like, are you gonna block me, bro? And,
are you gonna block me with that big thing?
Yeah, with your hammer.
And he was sitting there, spread eagle too. I'm not gonna lie, I looked down there and I saw his mushroom top. It was like,
oh my gosh! Right the helmet!
It's unbelievable!
So you're over there looking at the both of them. You're like, okay, wait. I see you with your silk shorts on.
Yes.
And then I look and I see the Thor's hammer. and you're like, I can't make eye contact with either of you right now.
I could not believe how nice he was. But I still felt a little insecure. I try to be a modern man, gentleman, not feel insecure. But a guy looks like that and he's your roommate. Come on.
I'm seeing the theme here. Look at this. I mean, it's half the size.
So luckily he leaves to get the call, and I asked her straight up. I'm like, hey, do you guys ever hook up? And she said, yes, sometimes. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And then you probably look, you saw his hammer. You're like, how am I supposed to? Bro, yeah. Like, look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. That ain't going to work.
No. I got a mystical weapon down there. So anyway, she said that, you know, if they're not in a relationship and if they're feeling some type of way, they go at it. But not when they're seeing other people, which I would hope. Yeah, you're not going to cheat. Good. I mean, I'm glad you clarified that, but they do have casual. So she said they weren't that compatible. They wouldn't do well in a relationship. They're just good for casual stuff. And that he kind of drives her crazy. And it's just not her thing. It's not her type. So that's why she went on a date with me. And I like that she circled it back. She's trying to reinforce me. But I think the damage had been done. I don't know if I was feeling it.
Damage had been done. I would have been. Yeah, as soon as I saw the hammer, I would have been.
You know,
like,
the thing is damaged. Yeah. Yeah. Damage goods, bro. Damage goods.
I'm surprised you could walk around Whole Foods grocery shopping, girl. Oh, gosh, dang.
Wow. Yeah, we need a shopping basket for that one.
What are you talking about? A shopping cart.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce, sorry to make this awkward, but Alana's been on the other line. As in, apparently the nickname was right, Alana Hump a Lot.
Yes, you do.
Or Alana Wreck a Lot.
Yes.
Alana, what's going on, girl?
Okay, I should explain. So, yes, I do have a very hot roommate, but he does annoy the crap out of me. And we respect each other's relationships, and he has a girlfriend now. So in all the past times that we've, like, hooked up, which hasn't been, like, you know, a bunch, but it's just, like, whenever, like, one of us is in the mood or whatever, and we're very, very, very much just friends with benefits. Absolutely no emotional connection like that.
What a setup.
I know.
I need one of those. What am I talking about? It's been 1,000 days of stagnancy.
Yes.
I mean, aside from his physical appearance being a threat, like, he is absolutely, like, not a threat to any relationship that I would ever have. He has a girlfriend now, and we would not work as a couple. So, I don't know. I feel like Bruce and I had a really good date, and we should have some fun together, but also I understand that my room is comfortable because I have come to overlook those kinds of things because we are so comfortable around each other, so I don't even notice, you know, when his is sticking out of his shorts.
Mushroom tip, right? Yeah. It's huge, you said.
How do you not notice? I don't care how comfortable you are with somebody. It's just, you know, be like, hey, do you mind if I watch Oprah Winfrey or Judge Judy right now? By the way, will you please put your ass away?
Yes, yeah,
I literally didn't like...
I got a question, though.
Yes.
You said he's in a relationship right now?
Yeah, he has a girlfriend.
Okay, how does his girlfriend feel about you, you know, wearing that stuff around him? You know what I mean? And him wearing, like, no protection for his missile around you.
Good question.
Or the fact that before he met her, the two of you had the casual agreement that you did as roommates.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, she definitely knows about our occasional hookup situation, but I don't know if she's... I can't think of if there was, like, ever a specific time where she came in and, like, I don't know, we were just, like, both, like, half naked watching Food Network or something. But, like, I don't think she's fazed by it. And if she is, then he has not shared it with me. So,
watching in, if you're dating either one of these, Alana or her roommate, the two of them are sitting on the couch. He's got his hanging out. She's got hers, you know, breezing in the wind. And they're both eating potato chips, watching Friends.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, come out, yeah, come join us over here. Hey, dude, move your please.
Yes, I don't know. I'm trying to sit down.
He's trying to get by. Come sit next to me, and then you sit in between the two of them on the couch.
Yes. Insignificant.
And then Alana's roommate, you're looking over at his lap. You're like, it feels like it's moving. And it's moving towards me.
I can see it pulsating.
Please tuck it back, bud.
Is that teeth I see?
Yeah. It's like Kevin Bacon movie,
Tremors. Tremors, yeah.
Bruce, if you would be interested, because like Alana said, her roommate is in a relationship, and when either of them or both of them obviously are in a relationship, there's no hanky-panky. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Alana's roommate's girlfriend feels okay about it.
Yeah.
And then the two of you can probably confide in each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like his girlfriend can kind of be like, oh my gosh, can you see the breasts on her? They're beautiful. And then meanwhile, you can be like, but have you seen the monster on that? This guy's packing.
Or maybe all four of you guys should get together and watch Food Network Naked together.
Yeah, there we go. Or Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, that's a,
Joe's favorite.
My favorite show.
Yeah.
I won't be getting naked with you.
We'll pay for dinner and drinks, though. You go out again and see where it goes from there. Just go in with an open mind. And shorts.
Sounds like an open relationship.
Yeah. But I am trying to be a modern, respectful man, so you know what? I appreciate the openness and communication. I'll give you another shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yay.
Damn, buddy. You just want to get laid.
I know.
Yeah,
it's been a while, too.
Well, he did say she was gorgeous.
I don't know. For me, it's one thing to hear about if you're dating a girl, her previous conquests.
Yeah.
And especially the ones that, if I may, and yes, pun intended, stand out from the rest.
Oh.
It's a whole other one to see it in person and just kind of be like, was there.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near that.
So when we do it, are you even going to know I'm there?
Yeah, or... We need to bring toys.
Because as an adult, I can tell you right now, if you really want to hurt a man's feelings...
Oh, yes.
It's not feeling anything.
In other words, is it in yet?
Yeah.